Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's just make sure our mouths are working.
Mouths are working.
How's everybody doing today? Let's check in. Abby, scale to 1 to 10. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm about an 8, which I'm surprised about considering how long we were drinking yesterday. I'm doing pretty good.
Yeah, there was a Pride Festival yesterday, the Pride Parade, and we were in that, and that was fun.
We partnered with Cupcake Vineyards. Yep. So there was plenty of wine a-flowing.
That was
okay.
Fun.
So last night in my sleep, in my dreams, all I heard was, "Hi, Barbie.
Hi, Ken."
Because the entire thing, I'm DJing on our float, and I can hear everything that you guys are saying, even like when you're
good.
Talking to each other.
Oh.
And if I heard that 500 times, I heard it a million.
So our theme may have been Barbie.
Which people were just, they loved it so much.
And I'm so proud of the entire staff because everybody went above and beyond for their outfits.
It was really great.
Bert was Mojo Dojo Ken, and you nailed it. I was Western Barbie, and Mo was Western Ken. We had Disco Barbie. We had the OG original Barbie. That was Cassie. Abby was Disco Barbie. It was amazing. Tommy and Rebecca were the rollerblading Barbies.
Let's talk about old school Barbie almost flashing an entire festival.
Listen, the ladies did not want to be strapped down. They wanted to come out for Pride. If you don't know, I have a couple of sandbags on my chest, and I got the biggest swimsuit size, knowing it probably still wouldn't be enough, but it would be just enough, and it had these straps, and you can wear it strapless, but that is not a good idea. And so earlier in the day, it almost took Katie's eye out when one just went boom and popped off. And so Jackson was with us. We were going to the bathroom, and then when we're on the float, it happened again. I go, "Oh no, I popped a strap." And this man, Jackson, jumped in front of me and blocked me. And
that's,
I was like,
man.
"Well, nothing."
No.
It's so good. Nothing is coming out, but just in case. And he was like, just blocking. And Bert, you tried to block later on too when Kristen was fixing my strap. We have a bunch of gentlemen. And I think Jackson saw how much wine I had at one point because he made me switch spots with him so I wouldn't fall out the gap on the float.
Well, we were all wearing our What Would Ken Do bracelets. So when that happened, we immediately knew what to do. That's
Katie,
protect you.
Katie was President Barbie. Amber was Weird Barbie. Jackson was Ken. Everybody showed up and showed out, which happened to be the theme of the Pride Festival. So.
It does tend to be a bit of a draining day.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I'm still waking up, I think. How are you today? On a scale of 1 to 10, Cass?
An 8 as well.
An 8!
I was expecting to be but I feel really great and mentally clear. It's awesome. I think it was just maybe the happiness and the buzz from yesterday because there was such good energy.
Always.
I just really feel invigorated, which is nice.
Y'all missed Stop, Drop, and Roll, Ken, by the way.
What?
Stop, Drop, and Roll, Ken.
I was taking my equipment back to my trailer. You know, I brought all my speakers and stuff. So me and my friend Nancy are pushing a cart back to my car over near Park Tavern. And there's gravel, and it was a steep downhill. And all of a sudden, the speaker starts tilting.
No.
And I'm like, Nancy. And I tried to dive in front of the speaker. Instead, I did an incredible tumble roll. It's sad nobody got it on.
Oh,
camera.
Man.
Damn it. Mo's out today. I guess he and Katie went to some seafood joint. He got sick last night.
Yeah, so according to Mo's text that we received this morning, which you also did too, "Hey, y'all, I've been up all night throwing up. I think I might have food poisoning. I feel horrible. So sorry I can't make it today." Yeah, and Katie said she and Mo went to a seafood restaurant restaurant last night. They did not get the same thing as Katie is here today, but whatever Mo got.
He's out.
He's taking this Ken thing a little far with the Buchan Ken.
Wasn't fresh.
How are you feeling today?
All right, so from a mindset, like in the energy from yesterday, I am a 10.
Yep.
My body's at about a 2.
I feel the same way. I do.
My body is like, hey, girl, hey, you don't do this often anymore. And that's for a reason. So, yeah, I cannot wait to go home and take a nap today. But I know y'all don't care about that.
Was that your first thought when you got up this morning? When can I get back into this bed?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
And especially as my phone is dinging and it's like, Mo's out today. And then trying to look at our schedule, which we had a bunch of holes.
Yeah, you guys might want to only listen to every other segment today. We're not promising you much. And then you and I have an appointment right after the show, so you can't even go right back to sleep.
No, that's fine. Because I take my nap when Jimmy takes his. Okay. So we're good.
Maybe we should all just put our head down in the 9 o'clock hour.
I don't hate it.
Does it not sound like an awful idea?
Our listeners are like, excuse me, you have a show to do. Suck it up, Buttercup.
So I'm sure Mo would say today that he fed off that electricity also, but it was a really, really, really fun day.
The Burt Show.